Good morning. For the record, today is January 21st, 2015. It is 11:05 a.m. This is a meeting of the Public Service Commission of the District of Columbia being held in the Commission Hearing Room at 1333 H Street Northwest. I'm Betty Ann Kane, the Chairman of the Public Service Commission. My right is Commissioner Joanne Dottie Joanne Dottie Ford. We're spending too much time together. Seated to my right is Commissioner Joanne Dottie Ford, and to my left is Commissioner Willie L. Phillips. This meeting is being held pursuant to Section 406(2) of the Open Meeting Act of 2010. Commission is scheduled today's meeting to consider formal case matter that requires the Commission's action. The proposed agenda for today's meeting was posted in the Commission Secretary's office and on the Commission's website on Friday, January 16th. And the Commission is amending the agenda to remove items 3 concerning formal case number 945 and item 4 concerning formal case number 1017. Commissioners Ford and Phillips, are you prepared to vote and adopt the amended agenda?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. The amended agenda is adopted. There are two matters before the Commission. They are both in formal case number 1116. The matters are formal case number 1116, which is, by this order, the Commission denies the application for reconsideration of order number 17697, which was filed by the Apartment and Office Building Association of Metropolitan Washington. And the second item, also in formal case number 1116, is an order by which the Commission grants the application for clarification or in the alternative reconsideration of order number 17697, filed jointly by the Potomac Electric Power Company and the District of Columbia Department of Transportation. Order number 17697 is clarified as described in this order. All in favor of approving the recommended orders, please indicate by stating yes.
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 And the chair votes yes. The orders are unanimously approved. The next regular commission meeting is scheduled for next Wednesday, January 28th, 2015 at 11 a.m. And the proposed agenda for that meeting will be posted at least 48 hours before the announced meeting. Another announcement is that we will be holding an evidentiary hearings in formal case 1102 in the matter of the investigation into the continued use of Verizon Washington, D.C. Incorporated's copper infrastructure to provide telecommunication services starting tomorrow, January 22nd at 10 a.m. here in the Commission Hearing Room. And those hearings are scheduled for 2 days, for tomorrow and Friday. There being nothing further, the Commission stands adjourned at 11:10 a.m.